This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, P-A-C, fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Adam, last name is Lincoln, L-I-N-C-O-L-N, 10-1-1979. Dear Nikki, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Lincoln with history of nephritis and hematuria and proteinuria. His last visit was April 8th of 2025. He has had preserved renal function. During the last year, he has gained about 16 pounds over the last year, and he has noticed higher blood pressure readings when he's at provider's offices. And so also the ophthalmologist told him he may have some symptoms of hypertension that he's finding in the retina when he does a dilated eye exam. So he's been concerned. He does have an Apple Watch that monitors his average blood pressure readings, and for the last week they've been 124 to 130 over 83 to 87. So he's been concerned. He does have a electronic blood pressure machine at home, and he is going to start monitoring blood pressure daily to see where the actual readings are. He's wondering if he can try a medication for blood pressure and hoping he won't have to take it permanently, or maybe he'll be able to hold it if blood pressure is becoming too low, and that certainly will be possible. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Zyrtec 10 milligram daily as needed for allergies, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, Metamucil 0.4 grams daily, Pepcid 40 milligram daily if needed. He's been having a lot of reflux, and his esophagus has been spasming, he told me. Also, he takes Hyo, it's H-Y-O-S-C-Y-A-M, like Mary, I, and like November, E, sulfate, 0.125 milligram daily as needed for abdominal spasms. And Vesicare is 5 milligram daily as needed for bladder spasms. That does cause dry mouth and constipation both. Physical exam, weight is 203 pounds. Pulse is 89. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 142 over 86. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 3rd, 2026. Creatinine is improved at 1.08. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Phosphorus is low, 2.2. Calcium is 9.3. Albumin, 4.5. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is mildly elevated at 34. Hemoglobin is 16.4 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. Microalbuminuria. And we are going to continue to check labs every 3 months, but we will do a protein to creatinine ratio as well as a urinalysis to screen for hematuria. None was present last year, but we did not do a urinalysis with this lab test. We will do it in July again. Two, hypertension. Currently, he is higher than goal in the office. And we're going to start him on a low dose of diazide, D-Y-A-Z-I-D-E, 37.5/25. He does have normal creatinine levels as well as normal potassium of 4.0. The sodium is 139 and the carbon dioxide 28. So this should be a good choice for him. Potassium sparing, also generally it's a very good antihypertensive medication. And he can use that every day, or he can hold it if blood pressure is less than 100 systolic. I want him not to take it. Or if he begins to feel tired and dizzy, then he's also going to hold it and let us know. And he is going to check his blood pressure daily and call us with the readings in the next week or two. And he'll do labs every 3 months, and we will have a follow-up visit with him in the next 4 to 6 months. No evidence of nephritis returning at this point. And this is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.